Amen. Well, before we sing our seventh carol, I want to take some time here to tie all this together in a brief sermon on why Christ came. As part of our Advent sermon series, Why Christ Came, we've seen many reasons for that. And in this sermon, we'll see that He came to bring peace. And before I bring you that message, let's just bow our heads in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your Word, and we pray that by Your Holy Spirit, You would help us to understand it, that You'd open our hearts and our minds now to receive Your Word to us, the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and lift our hearts, revive our hearts, refresh our spirits as we hear the good news proclaimed. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, peace is something we all long for, but it always seems to elude us, or we have it temporarily, but not permanently. We live in a world of conflict, warring nations, political strife, family drama, church conflict, marital strife, broken relationships, and so much more. That's one area where peace eludes us. Another area where peace eludes us is that we struggle with anxiety within. Anxiety over conflict with others. Anxiety over our health. Anxiety over our children's health or our loved one's health. Anxiety over our job. Anxiety about the church. Anxiety about death, anxiety about the possible death of loved ones, anxiety about just about anything in the future, and it drains us of today's strength. Another area where peace eludes us is we struggle with a sense of guilt and fear of God's punishment. Everyone knows deep down that God exists. We were created in the image of God. And so for those who aren't in a right relationship with God, there's a sense of guilt and fear of God's punishment because our relationship is broken with our Creator. His wrath is upon us. He is at enmity with us. He's against us. And that can overwhelm us when we think about it. And even as believers, we can still struggle with this. All of this is the opposite of peace. It's tension and turmoil within and without. But the good news of Christmas is that Christ came to bring peace. The angels declared to the shepherds, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom He is pleased." And Jesus said to His disciples as He was about to die on the cross for our sins and then be raised bodily from the dead, and exalted to the Father's right hand, He said to them, "Peace I leave with you, My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." Why did Christ come? To bring peace. But what kind of peace? Well, three kinds of peace. Peace with God, peace within, and peace with others. Let's think about these three types of peace. The first is peace with God, which comes through faith in Christ. The angels declared, "Peace among those with whom He is pleased." And that's key there. Because God's Word also says in Isaiah 48:22, "There is no peace, says the Lord, for the wicked." And the bad news is that all of us are wicked apart from Christ. According to Romans 5, we are wicked in Adam. And wickedness dwells within us because we are all conceived and born in sin, according to David's confession in Psalm 51. And so we have the guilt of Adam's sin credited to our account, and we have a corrupt sin nature within from the moment we're conceived in our mother's womb. Psalm 58 says, "The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray from birth, speaking lies." Ecclesiastes 7 says, "Surely there's not a righteous man on earth who does good and never sins. See, this alone I found, that God made man upright, but they have sought out many schemes." And so Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And what this means for our relationship with God, our Creator, is that He is at enmity with us. His wrath is upon us. And He's a holy and just God who must punish sin. And it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But the good news of Christmas is that someone came and He fell into the hands of the living God in our place. Someone else was punished in our place. Someone else bore God's wrath in our place and brought us peace with God. Isaiah foretold this good news in Isaiah 53. He said, but He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon Him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And who is this suffering servant of the Lord that Isaiah is talking about? It's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it's why He came, to bring peace. Peace with God for all who have faith in Him. The angels declared peace among those with whom He is pleased. He's displeased with those outside of Christ who don't believe in Christ. There's no peace for the wicked. But the good news is that through faith in Christ, we have peace with God. And there's only one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus, who is true God and true man and righteous man. And so Paul gives us this wonderful promise in Romans 5:1. He says, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. He goes on and says, for while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That's another reason Christ came. Why did Christ come? Christ came to die. To die for the ungodly, to die for the wicked, for sinners like you and me. And He goes on and says, since therefore we have now been justified by His blood, much more shall we be saved by Him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by His life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Beloved, you have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through faith in Him. That's the first kind of peace we have. It's with God through Jesus Christ. And peace with God is foundational for the other two kinds of peace that Jesus brings and that we long for as well. Because we have peace with God, we can have true peace within. And we are compelled to be peacemakers with others. So notice the second kind of peace that He brings, peace within. Now, how do we get this peace within? Well, it's by resting in Christ and God's promises to you in Christ through faith. And it's in praying for the Spirit to produce the fruit of peace, to apply those promises to your heart. Romans 8:31 says, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Children, that's a wonderful promise to remember. If God is for you, who can be against you? Nobody. Nobody. If God is on your side, then no one can ultimately harm you. You see, your greatest fear is behind you in Christ. What is your greatest fear? Well, it should be this, the full fury of God's wrath upon you forever in hell. There's nothing more terrifying than that. But if you are in Christ through faith, then you have no need to fear God's wrath, ever. Christ satisfied God's just wrath for you on the cross and turned it away. As the author of Amazing Grace, John Newton, once wrote in another hymn, let us wonder, grace and justice join and point to mercy's store. When through grace in Christ our trust is, justice smiles and asks no more. And instead, you now have God's eternal favor upon you in Christ. Now God is your heavenly Father who loves you dearly. As Paul goes on to say in Romans 8, He who did not spare His own Son but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also with Him graciously give us all things? He will give us peace within and peace with others. But the peace with God is foundational. Do you ever struggle with guilt and anxiety because of the guilt of your sin? Do you ever struggle with the assurance of God's love? Well, if you believe, be assured that you are completely forgiven and God declares you righteous in Christ. You have peace with God and He loves you. Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? God is for you in Christ. And because you have peace with God, you have fellowship with God, which means you are never alone. God is always with you. You may be missing the fellowship of family and friends this Christmas, but rejoice that you have fellowship with God through Christ. In the words of the late David Powelson, he says this, "You are not alone, not abandoned, and not ignored, no matter what is happening. It is no accident that I am with you is the central promise of the entire Bible." Beloved, God is with you, and He's at peace with you in Christ. Peace with God is foundational for peace within, and it also means you have God's love and acceptance. You may struggle for love and acceptance with others, and that causes you anxiety within, but you have the greatest love and acceptance in the world with God through Christ. And so find strength in God's love when you don't feel loved by others. It says in Romans 8, "For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." So you see, because you have peace with God through Jesus Christ, you can face life unafraid. Your worst fear and worry is behind you. The most powerful ally you could ever imagine. God the Father Almighty is for you. The greatest advocate you could ever want is in heaven at His right hand, interceding for you, Jesus Christ, the beloved Son of God. And the immeasurable power of the Holy Spirit dwells within you. And so rest in God's promises to you in Christ and pray for the Spirit's strength whenever you're anxious about anything. Children, are you ever afraid of something or worried about something? Pray to God. Pray to Him. Listen to this promise, children. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious or afraid or worried about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. You see, with the promises of God in Christ and prayer by the Spirit, you can know peace within. If God is for you, who or what can be against you? Why did Christ come? To bring peace. Peace with God and peace within. And from our peace with God and the peace we have within, we are compelled to dwell in peace with others and to be peacemakers in this world. And this is the third kind of peace. Peace with others, which means maintaining peace in the church and striving for peace outside the church. Paul says in Ephesians 4, "I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace within the body of Christ, the church." And Paul lists there the kind of character we need to maintain the peace that we have with brothers and sisters in Christ. We need the character of Christ. Christ was humble in our salvation. Christ was a gentle and lowly Savior. Christ was eminently patient with others and is patient with you despite all your sins and failures in the Christian life. Christ bears with you in love. And we love because he first loved us. And love came down at Christmas time. And love laid down his life and died on the cross for our sins. And so in light of what Christ has done for us in our salvation, we are compelled by the Spirit through the gospel to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which we've been called, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Indeed, we are compelled to live peaceably with all. As Paul says in Romans 12, if possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. The peace we have with God through Christ in the gospel is both the pattern and power for pursuing peace with others. And so why did Christ come? He came to bring peace. Peace with God, peace within, peace with others. And you'll only know his peace if you know him. Do you want to have peace with God? Do you want to know the peace of God that transcends all understanding? Do you want to know peace with others more and more? Then come to Jesus and trust in him. Christ came to bring peace in all these ways for those who repent of their sins and believe in him alone for salvation. If you trust in Christ, you can also eagerly look forward to his return, because it gets even better, because in his first coming, Christ secured peace with God now for all who believe, and he secured a future state of perfect peace for God's people who trust in Christ. We already know that future peace as a present foretaste by the Holy Spirit who dwells within us. But when Christ returns, he will bring perfect peace. Peace in the Bible, in the Hebrew shalom, in Greek eirene, isn't just about the absence of conflict. True peace, the kind of peace that Jesus alone can give, is taking what's broken and restoring it to wholeness in our lives, in our relationships, and in our world. It's about a state of total well-being physically, emotionally, psychologically, mentally, spiritually. It's about no more worries or fears. It's about no longer butting heads with others, and instead working together in unity and harmony. Nations not only at war, but also working together, hand in hand. It's that sense that all is right in the world. All is right between you and God, between you and others. There's no tension within or without. All is tranquil. All is calm. All is at rest. And doesn't that kind of peace sound amazing? And we will know that kind of perfect peace when we enter God's eternal Sabbath rest, when Christ, our Prince of Peace, returns. Isaiah 66 says, "For thus says the Lord, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the nations like an overflowing stream." And listen to this future peace in Revelation 21 and 22. "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away." Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, through the middle of the street of the city, also on either side of the river, the tree of life, with its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and night will be no more. They will need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. Beloved, this is true peace. This is lasting peace, freely offered to all who trust in Christ this day. Rest in this peace and look forward to the return of Christ. Beloved, this is our blessed hope, that Christ is coming again soon. And we say amen. come, Lord Jesus, to that. Let's say that together now. We'll use that call and response there. Beloved, this is our blessed hope, and we say, amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this good news of the gospel, and we pray that you would help us to trust your promises to us in Christ, that we have peace with you through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we thank you for his shed blood on the cross in our place, and his resurrection from the dead, and his glorious exaltation, and his intercession at your right hand. And we look forward to his return. And Father, we struggle with anxiety in this life. We struggle with conflict with others. We pray that your Spirit would give us peace within through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the promises that you give us in him. Help us to rest in his promises and to pray to you for the peace of God that transcends all understanding. Grant that to us this day and more in this life. And compel us to be peacemakers in this world. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.